The Sunnyside, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. It's 32 minutes past 12 p.m. and I hope you're well. I'm glad that you're well. And so I was listening to music this morning and I realized how much of beauty we attempt to capture when we try to make something beautiful. Say, for example, when you make your face up, when you paint your house and you put in some nice decor, when you call up the architect to kind of put up a design for you, when you take a photograph, when you look, when you, what else do you do in the name of beauty? Well, I think many people do food in the name of beauty. So if you go to like Europe, for example, and you see that the beauty, they try to hold at par the taste and the beauty. So the way they, even the way they handle it as though it's a child, a delicate piece of something that art must come out of, as much as food and taste and flavor and aroma comes out of it. They hold it as though it has a life and you must be careful so as not to ruin beauty and just eat food. So they handle food as though beauty and food are one and the same. And then you listen to music and then you realize that the artist is also trying to say something in an attempt to pass a message. They're also trying to hold beauty. And I want to give you that. I think that's really where my mind is. If I could snatch something from the heavens and give to you, it would be beauty. But then again, it would mean that you desire it so that you can manage it as delicately as though you expect it to live forever, and then you want it to live longer than, maybe as long as you, at least better, longer than you. Because there's something that beauty does to the human mind. I think like beauty in itself is a form of medicine that it's, I don't know how. It's like when you have like dry hair and you put conditioner on your hair, maybe beauty is something akin to that, where it permeates, you know, the nerves and the pores of something and it changes it. Just, yeah, it takes it from one thing to something, just beauty. And every time I think about beauty, I'm grateful because I think I'm one who's benefited from the idea of beauty and of the gift of beauty. And I wish people had it, particularly in your mind, because maybe you take it from your mind and you put it into the world. You take it from you bring it from your mind and then you express it in the world. The concept of living beauty. There's something extremely powerful about beauty. You look at old architecture and you see what they're trying to do. It's like they're trying to hold a moving thing. It's like when they say something travels as fast as the speed of light, and then you attempt to catch light. Yeah, something like that. Oh, wait, I know that guy. Is he calling me? Follow through. This is weird. The former Prime Minister of France, who has been on the show, former Finance Minister of France, who's been on this show before, is trying to call me. Please just check. Yeah, that's him. What's he saying? Ask him. Say hello to him and find out what he's... Okay. Might be interesting. He might just have gist from me from COP. You never know. Okay, so I wish you beauty. Just basically, I wish you beauty. Okay, we're done with that. Now let's go to INEC. INEC is not being beautiful. INEC is not. So, you know, INEC has this thing where they have put out some system. They have put out on their website a pattern, a measure by which you can confirm your registration via your local government area where you will be voting. Remember, during registration, you're asked to choose the area, say, around you where you're going to go vote, right? And so you choose, you register name and all of that. And then after that, you go do biometrics. Yes, good. I did all of that. And so on the 12th of this month, a few days ago, they say you can check. And I checked and my name is not there. We need like 2 moments of silence for that, because how is that even possible? So I'm going to ask you to please go to the INEC website. And I think you maybe might know this already, but in the absence of you just not knowing it, I'm going to ask that you go to the INEC website, and from there you can confirm your registration. Yes. So you put in details, name, whatever password, and then you choose a locality. You choose a state, area, and then, yeah, all that information simplified on the website. And then something should emerge. So it's going to be a list of people who are registered around that area, and you should try to look for your name around there. And I hope your story is better than mine. I hope you find your name. So, well, yes, I hope you find your name, because Aynak is saying that there's a window to rectify some issues. If I'm not able to rectify these issues, it just practically means I'm not going to be voting. But I'm registered, and I do not understand what's happening. And maybe it's also a good thing, because given that this is now a particular or direct or personal concern, I might have to be a little bit more proactive and talk a little bit more about it, go to their office, probably with even hidden cameras, and see how they react to the possibility that I am unregistered, when I'm not on the platform, even though I'm registered. So please go to the INEC website, put in the necessary details, and confirm, so that if your name is not there, we can begin another conversation that might draw the attention of INEC to the weight of the problem. So I think that there's a new type of problem, and maybe INEC needs to understand the magnitude of it, so that maybe more time is given or more people are delegated to manage the situation. Because I'm not agreeing that I'm not going to be voting. I think something can be done about the error, and hopefully something is done about the error so that I can vote. Because other than that, then it would be said that I've been disenfranchised. Okay, please go to the INEC website, and if you have confirmed your registration, I would like to open the telephone lines for a few moments just so that we can talk about that. I want people to know how this works. Go to the website. On that portal, you can confirm your registration. You fill in the necessary details, and then a list of people registered in your locality. You just go to, you check by alphabetical order, yes, and then you find your name. Can you quickly confirm that? So for everyone listening, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to the show. This is just a quick chat around the INEC situation. It's a developing story. And if you have registered, let's confirm your registration on that website, on the INEC website. All right, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Okay, all right, let's begin. Let's talk to a few people. Hello, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. Make it back. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? I'm not sure why I'm losing you. I sincerely do apologize. Could you please confirm and then call back? Try again, please. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, guys.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Augustine.
Okay. Thank you. Have you confirmed your registration?
No, I have not. I will do that probably today or tomorrow.
No, wait, do it now. It's on your phone. It's going to take like 2 minutes.
I'm driving.
Okay, all right. Thank you then. So why did you call me? Well, thanks for calling. Hello, the sunny side. How are you? Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, Joyce.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Nathan.
Okay.
Yeah. I did confirm my room.
Okay.
My name is Everything.
Okay, fantastic. So you're home and dry. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much. We want to, if you have, please check and find out whether your name is on the INEC portal. Is one way to establish what we have at hand. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. It's good to have you here. Thank you. Have you confirmed registration?
Yes, my name is on this. I saw my name also, but yes, my PVCs have not arrived.
Oh, yeah. So now that, so you're good. It's fine that your name is on the portal, so it would be easy. Now, they owe you PVC. My name is not even there at all.
Yeah, of course. My own is there. You know, this is going to come in for a break.
Okay.
My replacement just was last year. Anytime they brought the issue of this PVC, I always called to complain on it. It's on 24th of August last year, which is 2021. I made a replacement of my PVC because it damaged. Then my wife only transferred. But yes,
Okay. Is your wife's name on the portal?
I've not been arrived.
Have you checked your wife? Have you confirmed if your wife's name is there?
Yes, of course. I even called them today. They said I should call them in the next 2 weeks again. So I don't understand what they are doing in that local government of Ethiopia.
So that's the thing. So you call them again in 2 weeks. Thank you. The Sunny Side, hello. Welcome to the show. Well, so your name is there, your wife's name is there. You would have little to worry about. Now they have to print out the PVC and give to you. Hello, good afternoon. Hey. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah. What's your name?
This is Emmanuel calling from my Ajibola. Right. How am I going to check it?
What did I say?
Sorry, I don't get it. I just tune it now. I said, how am I going to check it?
I said, go to the website.
INEC website.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and do that real quick so that you know whether you're in or out. I'm out. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon. At the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Osai.
Okay, have you confirmed?
Yes, I have. Mine is there. But that of my sister, she registered.
Pardon?
So, her own is not in the register. I've asked her to go to the INEC office anyway. But, I've not gotten any feedback from her.
All right, so if she's registered and you can't find her name there, then go to the INEC page. That they're putting out some information as to how to direct or where to direct complaints to. Yeah, could you please just check it out and note what you must do and do early enough, okay? Thank you. So the INEC Instagram page is actually putting out some necessary information. If you're on Twitter, that would be good. Hello, good afternoon to you. You are on the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. The volume of your radio set. Thank you. Tell us your name and you can go ahead. Have you confirmed? Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome. How are you? Good afternoon.
My name is Thomas.
Welcome, Thomas. Could you speak up for us and tell us what you might have confirmed?
Okay, my own situation is kind of different, though. I don't know. I'll actually be waiting for this program to come up so I can ask. I have my former PVC, the original plastic one. Can I still use it to vote while I'm still in the same area?
Fantastic. Go to the website then and validate that PVC. Go and check if it's on the website.
Okay, that particular one that is with me, the old one, right?
Guys, there's another one you can check.
Okay, no problem then.
Go to the website and do it now. So if you need to raise a complaint, you raise it now as well. Right? The Sunny Side. So if you have an old PVC, please go on the INEC website to validate its authenticity, okay? Nigeria Info?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you.
All right. My name is Emmanuel.
Okay. Welcome, Emmanuel.
Okay. All right. I have had mine checked, and my name is there, and that of my wife as well.
Fantastic. You're voting. I'm not.
But there's something. I saw somebody posted on Facebook last night.
Okay.
A list that, you know, the same INEC publication where they found hundreds of, the pictures of minors and all of that somewhere in the north.
That's accurate.
So I've been worried since last night. With all of the things that INEC said that they're cleaning, this thing is going to be free and fair and all, how did, you know, little children manage to get back on the list?
That's the question.
And I saw Festus Okoye last night on TV telling Nigerians to help them, that we should help them, you know, identify, you know? We should help you identify who are minors on your own list, on the list that you have provided.
Fantastic.
I don't even think these guys are prepared for any serious exercise.
So
we just spend hundreds of billions to turn out something that looks criminal, honestly.
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
And your assumptions actually hold up, except I think you should make a social complaint, tag them with the pictures, whatever you have. It would be better that you spoke up than that you didn't speak up.
It's all right. People have been talking about it. It's all over the internet.
Fantastic.
You know, those pictures, it's there.
Then let's
keep
it up. So it seems as though we have to keep it up, because if we keep it down, they're going to assume everything is fine. So let's keep it up. That's the thing. Yeah? Sorry, I lost you. Okay, so look. I couldn't even come on air to have that conversation, because I think your guess is as good as mine. One would think that INEC understands what must be expected of them enough to be nearly perfect with the delivering of data. And here, once again, on social media would be pictures of minors. In fact, some people, there was one I actually retweeted on Twitter. A lady, a certain Aisha, had her name appear 3 times and I couldn't find my name. And I thought, well, Aisha cannot believe her luck because she, well, of course, it's an error. I hope she can vote once. And this is not a case where Aisha can vote 3 times. And someone, as myself, who's eligible, is displaced in all of this. So INEC certainly would need to do something about it. And that's anybody's guess. Except you want to speak on that, I need you to please verify on the INEC platform that you are registered. Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Hello, guys.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon. My name is Alex.
Okay, speak up. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, well, for me, I was there. You know, they said when I go to the polling unit or whatever, I went to somebody who I forced to register a youth. And I had to go with him to confirm if truly the feedback they would give me was true. So we went to the polling unit just to confirm if the PVC was there, but we were told no official to go
was
to
was available. Okay, can you check on the internet? Have you checked on the internet?
Hold on. I think we should start doubting INEC because one of the officials, I think the commissioner, was here on the studio and confirmed to us that we can go to the polling unit. Then from the 12th to the 18th, it will be available that we can pick it up.
Okay.
It's mentioned that on air, you can confirm from San Remimo.
Yeah.
So this is who cannot give us whether we can even hold our okay, let's give them
that. That was actually communicated to the public.
Nigerians need to rise up to this. I don't think I trust these people with all this kind of...
Yeah, but to say you don't trust them and to do nothing, I don't know how...
No, I'm not saying I do nothing, but I'm proactive.
Okay.
I'm someone with visual impairment.
Okay.
But I had to go back to make sure he gets his PVC.
Fantastic. And then we never stop talking about it so that they understand that we are aware of what might be the discrepancy between data and facts and the displacement of people who are eligible to vote. And as long as we keep our voices heard, something will be done about it. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Make it back. Hey, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Nigeria Info. It's good to have you here. Have you confirmed?
Yes, I have confirmed.
Are you voting?
I am voting.
So you're on the INEC. Fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yes, I'm on the portal.
Okay.
But I just want to encourage Nigerians.
There's
no system that is perfect. And if INEC has come out this early for us to check and verify and make complaints, it's not time for us to begin to criticize INEC for things that are wrong, but to help them get things right. We still have about 3 months, and a lot can be done to get things right before then. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. So a caller thinks that maybe INEC doesn't need too much bashing. Well, I'd like to hear what you think about that. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Joyce, good afternoon. My name is Osawa Emmanuel. I'm already on transit.
Okay,
anyway.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not voting, but I want you to help us put it out there. I have a drone, like a surveillance drone. I have a camera. So can I, on that election day, on my polling unit in Surulere there, can I?
Can you what? Have I lost you? I lost you. So hold on a second. I think you ask obvious questions for, I'm not even sure the reasons. I think you want to ask me if you can use your drone to survey the area, except there is a law against it. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do that. That's exactly the utility of the technology. So yes, I even think it's safe to have the drone in the air, particularly, during the election period, because it helps to capture. And in this era where the picture can even be denied, in this era where picture can be proof, well, you have... I don't know. First of all, I don't even know why you're not voting. But if there is anything that you can do to make the process seamless and then give victory to him who deserves it, you want to be a Nigerian on that day. You want to be a phenomenal Nigerian on that day. Thank you. The sunny side. I have a break. Yes, I'm off on a break and I'll be right back. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere. All right. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's about a minute before commercial break, and then it would be exact time for us to give to you Lost of the Headlines. I want to quickly read a message here from Fred. He says, you cannot use a drone during election unless you have security clearance from INEC and security agents as a registered observer. So thank you very much. It's necessary that one gets clearance from INEC to use their drones. And so if you have a drone and you'd like to use it, yeah, I think you should be able to use it, but first get clearance from INEC and security agents as a registered observer. So I guess the only thing that you might be permitted to use without any form of hindrance would just be like your mobile phone. Okay, so Fred further adds, you can go to the INEC website, check how to be an observer, but as an individual, you would be arrested for using a drone. It will be like some kind of security breach unless you are authorized by INEC as an observer, registered, or media house. Okay. Thank you. It's exactly 1 o'clock, and here we have to go off on a break to bring to you Lost to the Headlines. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. You're on Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Well, I have quite a number of messages here. This one says, explanation for why some underage faces are on the register. Phenomenal question, except I do not have all the answers. Now, INEC would love to claim that that's a glitch. Is it really a glitch? So we'll try and get an official here. The aim is to at least have an official here, God willing, by next week, because these are questions that only them can answer. Ufoma, a colleague, has sent me a message. He says if he has a PVC, there is no need for validation. He can vote. All right. So this is a response to the gentleman who says that he has an old PVC and he just wants to confirm whether it's valid. Well, a colleague is saying that you can vote given that you have state-issued PVC. Well, bless your heart. I don't know. At this point now, I even need to figure out whether I'm still a Nigerian. Why would I be registered and not have a... Why am I not on the portal? And I would have to make a direct complaint to INEC. I think this is an issue that they can fix. And if they don't fix it within the given window, somebody, one of you has to vote for two. You vote with your left thumb and then your right thumb. One for you, one for me. Because, hello, Joyce. Thanks for bringing this up, this INEC stuff. I have gone through the registration twice. The first time, 2012, I got the temporary PVC, but the main was never found. Last year, October, went back to their office to complain about checking my status on their website, but didn't find my name. I was told no prior registration existed for me, and I got a temporary. Imagine. Oh, really? You got a temporary PVC, but they said no registration of you exists on their database. Okay. So I was told I need to start afresh, which I did, and was given a slip to return September 22. I gave extra 4 weeks so I don't get any stories that touch the heart. But I was surprised to be told that my PVC can't be found. After much efforts, the further checks done, the officials found out that even the initial registration still remains valid, contrary to what I was told, as well as the new one. Oh, this is a very complex, rather stressful one, to be honest. To cut the long story short, they still can't find it. So now you have two registrations, that's what you're saying. The official found out that even the initial registration still remains valid, contrary to what I was told, as well as the new one. But you were told that you didn't have a previous registration. Okay, and then, oh, this is something. Well, you say they still can't find it. I was asked to come back this November, and hopefully I'll get it. I have also changed address and was told I can't effect that update on my profile until after the election, which means I still can't vote. This really broke my heart as I really want to vote 2023. I really do not see the big deal in updating my profile myself on the INEC portal after rally. We can do that easily on bank apps. they just make things very difficult and frustrating in this country. Look, lady, if I gave you sorry, it would not even help. Your story is a very scattered one, like a very complex one. Like, you're told, well, you're not valid, and then you register again, and then you go, and then they say, well, yeah, now you have two registrations, both are valid, but you can't get, they can't find your PVC. Then you move houses, and then they say, well, you can't effect the change. So even if you get your PVC, because you have moved houses, you still can't vote. Somebody has to vote for you then. 8 minutes past 1 p.m. I wish life is, and I honestly believe that life isn't this hard, except maybe Nigerians haven't learned to simplify issues. I think we haven't learned to simplify issues. The gentleman asking me why there are underage children on the INEC portal, may the force be with you. INEC will come very soon to give answers to that question. The volume of your radio set. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, it's off, John, from Ibadan.
Thank you. Have you confirmed?
Joyce, I don't need to confirm anything.
You're not voting?
Why should I vote?
Then the problem will change, right?
Is there anything that will make me to vote? Anything tangible, something that you want can convince me of to vote?
So you're implying that the situation can remain the same?
It is already worse, not even remain the same.
No, I get it. Let's establish something. Wait. No. Okay. You're saying that it should remain the same. That's exactly what you're saying by not voting.
I say it's worse already now.
So I agree with you. I'm saying you're not voting. Therefore, the situation can remain.
Yeah, it can remain. No.
Okay. All right.
So, you see, like what I want to say, Joyce, the underage in the north is an understatement. It is when there were people from Mali, Libya, or what have you, will cross over to come and vote with their PVC. It's not today we are hearing it now, that the people from outside country have PVC. So, and they will tell you that they have the majority. So when that time reaches, you see them to migrate and vote and give their people the number of the distance, then okay, they will still remain the same here. So I don't see a reason why I should go and stress myself up in the name of voting.
All right. Thank you, then. I really can't say anything further because there's really nothing to say to you. 11 minutes past 1 p.m. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Yeah, Jide is my name. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Okay.
Now, two things I want to quickly say. We must realize that INEC alone cannot do this thing successfully without support from electorates.
Okay.
One, they engage ad hoc staff to do some of this registration.
Mm-hmm.
And in that process, anything could have gone into their records. Number two, when people complain about the same name appearing three or four times, yes, it is possible. I have personally experienced it more than two times. Yeah, my name exactly as it is spelled, as it is written, someone else, two or three other people bear the same name. One was when I was writing GCE, when the document of somebody bearing my name was mistakenly sent to me. Secondly was when I traveled for Hajj. That one was even more funny because there was a little error in the registration process. I was called out as orientation gathering, and two of us are bearing the same name. They now wonder what. I said, yes, that's my name. The other person's name, that is his name. So they now had to check the register, and in the process of checking the register, they now discovered that, yes, the two of us bear exactly the same name. The only difference in our registration identity was the fact that I came from...
I've lost you.
Is where his own is different.
Okay.
So it's possible to have two, three names bearing exactly the same names. Number third thing that I want to quickly say is that some people condemn INEC for those who have died. How will I know that somebody registered yesterday and his name is on the register?
I've lost you. So again, I'm not sure that I haven't heard anyone condemn INEC for the death of persons or not knowing that someone has died. Now, this is news to me, but I understand that you say that INEC would need the assistance of electorates, meaning everyone who would be voting. So I guess maybe what people can do now, which seems to be about the only thing that they can afford to do, would be to lay complaints at the feet of INEC, particularly in areas where only INEC is capable of correcting those types of errors. So maybe, I guess you're trying to say people should speak up, but even more importantly, take the complaints to INEC just so that INEC can become aware of the issues and then correct them. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good afternoon. You're on the sunny side. So I'm really just trying to get you to know that there is something that you can do to confirm your registration on the portal. To view the displayed preliminary register of voters of a polling unit, particularly the one where you would be voting, select the state on the website, the ward, and the polling unit, and click display. The list of voters in that polling unit will be displayed for scrutiny, meaning that you can not just confirm yourself, you can also probably discover the duplicity of, you know, persons, and then also bring that to the attention of INEC. Hello, the sunny side, good afternoon to you. Make it back. Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
I thank you. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
My name is Benjamin.
Okay, have you confirmed?
No. I know. I don't think I have issues. I know where I'm going to vote. I don't have any issue. I have my card. I'm going to vote. And I just want to bring to the awareness of people about INEC, what is going on in INEC. Two things I want to talk about. Hello, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay. And somebody went to collect his voter's card. On getting there, they asked the person what his name was, and the person told them their name. The person told the person they met his name, mm-hmm. and then I said he's not ready.
They said he's not ready.
Yes, said he's not ready. The card is not ready. Meanwhile, they announced on television the social time for social time that you can go and check for your... Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
That you can go and check for your card. Luckily for the person, when the person was leaving, another person now came and said, are you looking for someone? And I said, yes. So he said he wanted to care. He said he's not ready. So are you sure? And I said he should come back. And I went in with someone. They brought the thing out. And I found out that most especially in Lagos, people from certain part of Nigeria, most especially when you are not Yoruba, they won't give you your card. I'm telling you this because so many people are complaining about this thing. Meanwhile, the thing is ready and they won't give people all. They won't give it out. I don't know why they are keeping it or why they are holding it. So I want to put this to the attention of Mike Igini and this young man, this INEC... Okay. Man, this voter register, they call the man, I've forgotten, somebody called his name just now, I've forgotten his name.
So
I want to bring this to the awareness of people. Hello?
Yeah, that this is what people are assuming is happening, right? Okay.
Yes, this is what we're having. Then, secondly, I watched Mike Igini on television. They asked him one simple question, so I want you to be aware of this. If you go to INEC and vote, and the card reader does not recognize your name, does not recognize your fingerprint, he made mention of four other ways that you can vote without using your fingerprint. He said the fingerprint does not work. That's what they call the VIN number. Every INEC card has VIN number. They should key in the VIN number. It will bring out your data. If the VIN number does not work, it has a chip. The INEC card has a chip. Put the chip on where you put your fingerprint. If you bring out your data.
Wait. Are you talking about voting now?
I'm talking about voting now because some people don't know all these things.
Yeah.
They will say, you did not recognize my finger, so I will not vote.
Yeah.
So that means the person cannot vote.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's also necessary information, but it doesn't quite fit into the conversation for just now.
I know it does not fit into the conversation, but I'm just trying to bring the awareness to people so people will be aware of these things because it has happened before. And a lot of people were disenfranchised. They did not vote.
I don't think that's what happened before. I don't think that that's what happened before. But look, I have to let you go because we actually have to go off on a break. Thank you very much. It's actually 17 minutes past 1 p.m. We'll do one more conversation, then go off on a break. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, good afternoon, madam.
Afternoon, thank you for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
I'm a first caller.
Oh, welcome. My name is Ibrahim. Welcome, Ibrahim.
My name is Alhaji Ibrahim.
Okay, welcome, Ibrahim.
Now, I just want to create an impression because people believing that some people are coming from Mali, Niger, and other places to register in Nigeria. I don't see how possible that could be. Even if they do, I think the main contestants this time around are not from the north. They are from the south. That is Governor Peter Obi and the former Senator Ahmed Tinubu. So I don't see, even if anything should happen, PDP, who chipped in that Atiku, who is not supposed to contest with the Southerners this time, are because of their own problem. So it should not be blamed
on
the
entire... Why are you saying that Atiku should not vote or should not have...
Well, everybody is aware that this time around, we all agree that the Northerners should withdraw for the Southerners to take their turn, their 8 years turn.
Okay.
I don't see why PDP turn around again to bring in Atiku to come and contest. And that is what brought Wiki and whoever and you into the whole saga we are going through in Nigeria now.
Okay.
So Atiku should be blamed for his incoherence. I don't know.
Well, it's
thank
fine.
You for
thank you
my
very
call.
Much. Thank you very much, yeah. Koiling. Okay,
you.
So quite a number of questions would still be addressed, but I think those are questions that must be answered directly by the INEC officials. And so you can go to the INEC website, inecnigeria.org, inecnigeria1word.org, ORG, and then please, you're required actually to put in necessary information. Well, just get on the portal. That's even what you must do. Fill out the requirements on that portal and then it would display. So remember your polling units, the one you intend to vote at. Exactly. And then you put in the state's locality, the polling unit, and click on display. And yeah, you have a list of people who intend to vote around that locality, around that polling units. You look for your name, and then if you find any other errors, yeah, a list. And it's actually enormous, the number of underage children on the website. So this is not something that can even be ignored. It's a necessary issue that INEC must correct before elections. Hold on, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. Well, good luck. I really hope that you find your name. For me, I don't even know how I feel about this one. I really don't. And I don't want to even think about it. I don't know how I feel. 21 minutes past 1 p.m. Okay, 2023, the year of possibilities. Remember, you're voting because you want to make a change. And if you're not changing something, then you're asking what was to remain. It is a civic responsibility and it is a duty to nation to vote when time's necessary. Because given that you're going to complain about whatever outcomes, you know, affect your lives, particularly negatively, it is necessary that you're an active participant in the process that determine your life or processes that influence your life. And hopefully you are a part of the process in hopes that whatever influences your life for the good. And if you stand outside the ring, or if you stand outside the party, then you can't quite complain, given that eventually you're going to have to be a part of that party, but you don't like the party. Maybe what you should have done was be a part of the organization of that party, just so that you can pretty much enjoy a slice of the good that you have been a part of. Complaining doesn't fix anything. And it seems as though where we take our privileges to complain, we omit responsibility, which is that to be a part of victory, you must also be a part of the processes that have brought about victory. And in the absence of being a part of the process, then maybe you cannot quite complain, because at that point, you must take what you have been given. All right. 24 minutes past 1 p.m. I want to quickly introduce to you the next conversation before a commercial break. And we're going to talk, it's Open Thought Tuesday, we're going to talk about the perception that are placed on women who ask men out. I don't know what your social influences are, but at least what I have observed by way of cultural influences is that the woman must be axed out and not the other way around. So there is a notion around the woman who does the asking out. Some think it's aggressive. Some say it's a forward. It's bold. Apparently, culturally, men, it's said that men do not like women who are so bold or who... To be honest with you, I don't even know what they even say. I just know that one is expected to be dominant and the other is expected to be submissive. And so the submissive one is not expected to be out of character. I'm off on a break and I'll be right back. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side.
Bring a dick.
All right, so just before we go into the heart of the matter in our second conversation, well, it's worth pointing out something. I watched the interview Festus Okoye on Channels Television, and he gave a reason as to why the underage children have their images and what would appear to be their data on that portal. And he's saying that the data that we have access to now, which is the INEC portal, or which is on the INEC portal, is a merging of registrations from last year, 2021, and the registration of old, of the early 20s. And then I think that what is obvious to point out is that there was no scrutiny. There was no supervision of the old process and the new one. It isn't a justification, but I guess given what we have to deal with, it's necessary that we point these things out, which is exactly what you all have been doing, so that INEC becomes aware. I wouldn't say that the reason given by Okoye is justifiable. Actually, it just pretty much just shows a gap in the entire process where supervision was necessary, there was no supervision. And so thank God, and it would at least appear that INEC is trying to be as transparent as they can afford to be. And so they have put this in public view, asking the public to go through it, scrutinize it, and inform them so that they can do with it what they can before elections. So yes, one would say, do not be weary, and we commit to whatever this is, which is for the furtherance of the nation, and maybe be a little patient with INEC, who needs to put supervisions at necessary points so that things like this do not even get on the platform to begin with. But in the absence of that, then let the public eye be the scrutiny necessary to assist INEC achieve what's necessary for a free and fair election come 2023. So I say that to say, please go on the portal, confirm your presence there, validate your registration, and that would just mean you going on the website and finding out if you were there. So I'm not there, and I don't even know what that means in English. and I'm registered, yeah? Okay, so at least go confirm on the portal, inecnigeria.org, and if you're confirmed, if you find any discrepancy, please inform them. Just take a picture, tag them to it on Twitter. If you can send them an email, whatever it is that you can. We need to keep this alive, because we can't use this, even though they say it's preliminary. Yeah, this would not work for 2023. So let's fix it, correct it, perfect it against elections, all right? Yes, and God help us, and God bless Nigeria. Okay. The heart of the next conversation is this. The social perception and open thought on women asking men out. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. I have not wondered much, but at least I have observed that there is a sensitivity around if a woman is bold enough to say to a man, oh, I think we should go out on a date, that she is perceived or interpreted to be a certain type of way. So, and I don't even know the details because I'm not of that school of thought, but at least I would summarize it by saying that society expects one sex to be dominant and the other to be submissive. And so the submissive one practically is being thought for, directed, chosen for, led, fed, helped, bullied, told to shut up, sit down, and she just, yeah, she's. They would like for her to be malleable, manageable, and so society tends to confer what they determine or what they ascribe as a value on the one that is manageable. And in the event that she would attempt to step out of management, well, I like that one. Yeah, she can be regarded as a form of rebel, aggressive, a little forthcoming that might be off-putting to men. I mean, we've heard stories of a woman shouldn't have a car if she's not married because having a car will send men away. Ah, your lives. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to Open Thoughts Tuesday. And so I think all of this is actually going to lead us to personality types. I want to ask what society thinks about women asking men out. And first, if you're a woman and you've asked a man out, what was the reaction? Many women have sworn that they would never ask a man out for... I've heard hilarious things like someone said that she would sweep Third Mainland Bridge. Another person said that she would leak the ground from somewhere to somewhere rather than ask a man out. And I hear ridiculous things only because people are trying to avoid social judgment. So let the conversation begin. And you're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. If you would never ask a man out, I want to hear why. Two, if you have asked a man out and then you got judged, scrutinized, or maybe the reason you want to do it, but the reason you haven't done it is because what? Because I hear that some women think, well, if I do it, they will think something. Huh. I don't shake your hair. That's paralysis of the mind. We are waiting for this conversation. Let's begin. We are on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Good afternoon. Make it back. And I'm really looking forward to having a conversation with women today. Women, I think that women have been so conditioned. Women have even put them, I think society put women in a box. And then women were in that box and created another box. And then put themselves, so women are in two boxes at this point. At least a few that I've met. Hello, welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. The
volume. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, it's a man calling me first and not a woman, which is not good. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel. So what do you think about a woman asking a man out?
I think based on my own level of exposure and, level of...
Exposure is good enough, which is the problem. Go ahead.
No, it's not a problem to me because I think it shouldn't be a crime or it shouldn't be a stigma to women, either their personality or their kind of person, the society want to look at them. We are too religious. I think it has to do religious and also some certain. Yeah, we are too religious and too superstitious. You know, if a lady approaches me now,
that's not being religious. That is being judgmental. Now we want to justify the judgment against women or upon women.
Yes, judgmental.
So you say you don't do it. You think a woman can ask you out and you're good with it?
Yes, it's cool. We have the same right. We have the same equal right. The same way I can trust a woman, you can trust me.
Okay, good. So hold on and thank you very much for calling. We want to find out those men who think women who do it, how dare they? By the way, my assistant in the studio is shaking everything that makes her fatter. Hello, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Guys.
Yeah, what's your name?
We have another Emmanuel on the line.
Which is probably a good sign. Okay.
The other caller made mention of something about religion. And come to think of it, the traditional African religion and the other ones that came to us, from the overseas, really put women in the box.
Really?
Yes, that is a fact.
And wait, then so you're blaming religion and not culture?
Both. Oh. But religion has done more.
Oh.
We have a culture when if a woman is on a period or so, is not supposed to step into some places.
Culture. Is that your culture?
It cuts across every black.
No, that's not true. That's not true. It doesn't cut across our own culture, man. Come on, man.
The thing is, we've heard stories. There are some
separate. God, don't tell me what you've heard because you can't quite defend it like the one you have heard. So tell me what you believe. So let the ones who believe it their own thing tell.
Let's go into your topic.
Were you outside the topic the whole time? We're on the topic. Let's talk about it. Do you
think... The thing is, I don't think there is anything wrong with a woman approaching a man that, hey, guy, I really like you, I love you, you know. But because of things we've built into our psyche,
okay,
it makes it look bad. Also.
Who's looking? From whose perspective are you looking now? Who makes it look bad?
From
the men?
Both the men and the women.
Okay.
You know, those who are not... enlightened enough to know that there is nothing wrong with it.
So are you saying it takes enlightenment to realize that there is nothing wrong with it?
It takes enlightenment.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling. Feta, I can't tolerate the way you're shaking, so I want to put you on radio. You are I don't know. Is this irritation? Hold on a second. No, I'm going to ask. You don't tell me. So let me find out. Can you ask a man out?
Never will do.
Okay, so because I remember, are you one of those ladies who said that they would lick Third Mainland Bridge with their
dance
tongue?
Dance or ask a man out, I would dance.
You dance? Jump or would you dance naked than ask a man out?
Yes.
You rather dance naked than ask a man out?
I haven't actually thought about that one, but I would ask him more because I do want to...
Dance naked, so that's too extreme.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I say be single or ask a man out?
Be single.
So why? What's in your head? Why? No. Stop shaking. Like I started this conversation and she has been shaking. So why would you not do it? I want to understand. I'm not judging you. I just want to figure out how your mind works.
So one time I was having a conversation with Didi and I told her that if I am to consider myself a coward for not having the mind to talk to a man, then yes, call me a coward because I can't bring myself
to
doing it.
So why? You would rather have him do it, right?
No, so the thing is, I won't straight up tell a man I like you because why am I asking you out to marry you or what?
Yeah, why not?
If I can't do that. I can't ask you.
But have you thought about it? Like, but if you like, and I'm talking about if you really like the person.
No, so for me is... If he doesn't take note of me to ask me out or want to be with me, I would not be the one to ask him. I probably would give him subtle clues as to paying attention to him when he's talking or trying to show him. Subtle clues will work.
Okay.
But if he doesn't come to saying that, I think I like this girl, but I'm not doing it. No.
Is it because do you lose something for doing it? Does it make you look weak? Does it make you look cheap? Does it make you look easy?
When I collect my thoughts.
You'll tell me?
I'll tell you.
So
let's take
and look, thank you. And so you see that moment there, particularly where she said, when I collect my thoughts, I would love to put it to you on radio this afternoon. And that's to everyone listening, that many people actually hide behind a fear they do not know, a fear that they haven't even thought about. So this is just good old social. Believe me, you know why you don't have an answer for me? Because you haven't thought about it. And it's okay. I don't have a problem with it. What I'm also just trying to highlight in the same vein is that you are afraid. But you are afraid because you have been told that you should be afraid. But you don't even know why you are afraid. And this is 2 minutes already. You still don't have an answer. I'm going to go to the telephone lines in Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome to Open Thought Tuesday. My name's Joyce. And good grief, your lives are sad. Because behold, this social construct, and there are people who are afraid, and they're maybe at best afraid of judgment. Whose judgment? I remember I was telling my mom about a guy, and the first question she asked me was, is he educated? I laughed because she was like, you couldn't be talking to someone like that. And she felt like he had to be uneducated for that conversation to exist. And she wasn't wrong. He is not educated. So, this is going to unravel quite a number of things, but telephone lines will lit the way. Welcome to the conversation on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hi, how are you? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, Victor from VI.
Okay, Vic.
Okay, I will go with that lady. You see that lady, Joyce, there's a glory behind that, behind a man wooing a lady. You see, there's a glory, and there is this fulfillment on the part of a lady having a man woo him rather than she going to him rather than she going to a man to woo a man.
Okay. Who
now a lady can easily tell a man I like you. That is no problem. But telling the guy I want to marry you. It's a no-no to me.
No, I think you're being wild with that. Hold on a second. No, the guy doesn't even meet the girl today and say, I want to marry you. That would be ridiculous, right? So when you meet a person, the first thing you say is, oh, I like you. And many times, yes, women will not even say that. Feta is saying that she's going to give you clues.
Women do that. They do it.
Hold on a second, though. So that's even by the point. I'm just trying to say that, for example, the assistant in the studio will not do it. But hold on a second. You say that there is a glory. Who bestows the glory? And upon whom?
God in his infinite glory bestowed that glory.
Where are you calling me from?
On a woman. You see, it's a kind of fulfillment to have a a woman.
Where did God bestow that glory? Where?
Joyce, I think you should read more the book of Ecclesiastes and the Songs of Solomon.
Yeah.
You will know that there is glory in a woman.
Isn't that a narrow read? Because there are other people who were married and they didn't necessarily write the Songs of Solomon or Ecclesiastes, and the story of their life didn't necessarily follow the pattern. It didn't follow that pattern of Songs of Solomon or Ecclesiastes. And your life story is not like Songs of Solomon or Ecclesiastes. Your own life story. So who bestowed the glory? Like, where is that imaginative glory coming from? Bestowed upon whom?
Joyce, we know that. Take a look at Rachel and Jacob. Do you know that Jacob served extra days than years to make sure he got
How many men in your father's compound have served 2 years slavery?
No.
No, your example don't quite cut it, because you're saying Jacob.
It does. I'm telling you, when somebody go extra mile to get you, it's fulfillment.
Fulfillment for who? That's the problem. You're saying
to the woman. This is nature. It is not social construct. It's nature.
Okay, thank you very much. So that, from the implication of that statement, you're also saying that God would never put it in the heart of a woman to like a man. That's what you're saying by that implication. If I'm going to extend any consideration to your logic, you're saying, well, it would never be the woman would never meet the guy and know, well, this is the one, because God would only do it one way. So God would only tell the man that's the one, but he would never tell the woman, because maybe he deems the woman unfit, or at least he has to yield. He has to try to confine himself to your social confines to say, well, only the man can do it. That's exactly what you're saying. So someone would actually have to call and maybe try to defend the possibility that God cannot tell the woman that's the man, and God would only tell the man that's the woman. Wow. Hello, welcome, Nigeria Info. Where are the women? Y'all keep quiet. Turn off that thing. So Nigerian women, huh? You all keep quiet, and later you call me to say, Joyce, God bless you. Joyce, you're a victor. You're the commander-in-chief. You're the spare, the head of the arrow. You're the tip of the berg. You're glorious. You're victorious. Thank you. Talk to them. I'm talking for me. I'm not talking for you. I only just give you a platform so that you can speak for yourself. This thing that you do where you are silent. There are two kinds of silence, where you are alive and you're silent as though you are in the grave, where you are silent and you're not dead. You're not even alive, because at some point it's like, I'm telling you, like, you're not dead, but you're not alive. But then you're not dead. So you won't call, because I think you're afraid of judgment. And I want to shake you. I want to shake you so bad the hair on your head would fall off. That's how bad I want to shake you for allowing someone to determine the confines of your freedom. If you shake again, I'm actually going to pull your wig off your head. Stop shaking. Nigerian women, some of you, the pain it would take to redeem you, the pain. Why would you not even as much as speak? Now is the man speaking. The men are determining. I mean, a man calls me to say that there is so I have to be here, and when a man asks me out, then it is glory for me. You're not worthy. You're not worthy to bestow glory on me. You're not good enough for that. Really? No, you can't bestow. No. The glory of my head is God.
Okay.
And there is none above, and none will be above.
But you know that the scripture, because we're talking about glory and God, says the glory of a woman is the man, right? When it comes to husband and wife.
Or, and the glory of the man is what?
And the Bible, I think we need to, should you check
it? Stop. And the glory of the man is what?
Is God.
Okay, good. So, well, that is for Paul.
Okay.
Who chose not to get married.
Okay. Can I say why I don't? Because I'm ready to talk now.
Oh, sure.
So going by, because I believe that you have an understanding. So going by what I believe, right? And it's not really because I'm afraid of somebody saying.
You are.
I'm not really. Because I told you something about me having a conversation with Didi, and I said, if at this point it's because maybe I don't have the mind to, or I don't have the.
It would cost you nothing to ask a man. It would cost you nothing to say, I like
so
you.
So the
I think
thing
you're cute.
Is, for me.
You don't have the balls.
What? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying all day.
Let's say I don't have it.
You don't have it.
Let's say I don't have it because if it means, if I'm asking a man out, is it because I want to be friends with you? Let's go and chill over a bottle
of
whatever.
Let's go out. Yeah, let's go out. I like you. He gets it.
Good. But if I'm asking you out because I want to date you, you to be my man, I'm not going to ever do that. I haven't even asked a man out on let's even go and have a cup of drink or something. Because I believe that I should, as a woman, I would like a man, well, if I see a man I like, I actually like him, I'll show him clues that I like him, right?
Have you met the idiots on these streets? Have you met the ones? Have you met
humans?
So the
thing is, and I always say this thing because it's going to get a little complicated if I start talking about it. That's why I was trying to keep my own opinion.
You don't have an opinion besides
your fear. I don't have any fear. I am saying, why should I be scared of sin? I cannot ask a man out, like,
what
openly on air.
What's your fear?
Nothing, really. It's just because I feel I should position myself properly to be wooed. If a man likes me, come to me and talk to me. I'm a queen.
If you like a... So are you saying that you could never like a guy enough for you to say, hey, I like you?
No, I wouldn't say, hey, I like you. I want to date you or marry you or take you out.
No, you don't have to be...
I won't do that.
You don't have to... Stop shaking your head. You're not that confident.
I am.
Hold on a second. No, you don't
have to... To tell you that I can't date a man or ask him out.
You shouldn't be so vulgar. The essence of everything, loving is soft touch. The same way you have brutal power and you have soft power.
Mm.
Yeah, so you can say to someone, I like you. It doesn't say anything.
Well,
it doesn't mean anything.
If we're going by scriptures,
it doesn't mean you're... Are you supposing that
a wife finds a good thing? I'm supposed to be found, right? And I'm supposed to select and choose.
Yeah, but you
no,
see,
I don't
you're not
you
choosing.
You,
listen to me. You're not choosing. You're picking from what's coming from you. To choose is to say, hey, John, well, I like you. That's choosing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're waiting
and then
for Saheed
if, do you
or
Saheed,
you're not listening to me.
Okay.
To choose is to go out.
Mm. And search.
No, maybe not search. Like, maybe you have three friends and then you have his friend's friend and you met them and you like them. That's you choosing. But if you wait for someone to come for you, you're not listening to me. If you wait for someone to come, you're choosing from the pool of the people who approach you. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So you're saying you can't ask a guy out, right?
I can't.
Good. That's okay. But you're not choosing. That's the logic.
You attract who you are. Then again.
Stop.
Then
stop,
again.
Stop. You're not listening to me. You're saying you attract who you are. That's ridiculous. That is, it is not sensible for you to say you attract who you are when we're talking about choosing. I'm even using your own words, not necessarily against you. I'm saying, let's play your words back. You're saying you choose. But if there's guys coming to you, you are choosing from the pool of guys coming to you. And then if you're saying, no, I choose, then you are going out to choose. We are going to go off on a break. And I think that there's a complexity here. It's both of your fear and the fact that you need a moment to figure it out. When we come back, we're on the telephone lines. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
We are back to, we're back outside. 2 minutes past 2 p.m. Sunny Side. All right. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. All right. Welcome to the show. 0700-993-993-993 and 0146571-90. Welcome to the show. So, well, there are psychological patterns to the disposition of persons that differ. And then there is the social construct. There's no other way to put it. No other word for it. The social construct of what is, of how things are, or maybe how things should be. So let's talk about women asking men out and what that means for the woman and how society, well, one person says that it bestows on the woman glory. The what is that? Next caller. The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, are you okay?
Well, if you turn it off, it should be okay. Just
yes, I'm doing that.
Thank you. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, this is Abola calling for my job.
Great.
Yeah, I actually, what an interesting end topic, really. And I want to the line of the other girl beside you there. I want to elaborate more.
What? You want to what?
Want to elaborate more on the opposition and what she's trying to, you know, say.
Okay.
I mean, that is where I want to draw my own understanding from. I think what a particular caller called in before her and was trying to make a reference to the Jacob something that Jacob had to serve an extra year, I mean, an extra year for acquiring a wife or something. I think what she's trying to say, it's better, like, for her, for someone to do extraordinary things, like, to know that, yes, this is what I really want, and I want to get it with everything that it takes to
what?
Get it.
Wait, then, who's doing extraordinary things here?
No, that's why I say I'm trying to, like, elaborate more on what she's emphasizing on.
Okay.
Like she would prefer.
So why is Jacob, men, you know what's funny? I doubt that you can love your wife enough that you would toil like Jacob did. But you're using Jacob as an example. Like men, you're in a society where...
No, stop.
No, you can't use Jacob as your example if you don't follow the book 100. Like, why is Jacob your example? Tell me what your conviction is.
That is
you're saying would you toil 14 years for a woman?
Wait.
Stop it. Would you toil 14 years for a woman?
We have seen people.
That's
that
a
actually,
stop. You're dancing. Stop it. Stop. I want a yes or a no answer. If Jacob is your example, that's the guy who did 14 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good. Would you do 14 years for any woman?
If I actually see a woman that I really want.
The question is, if you found a woman that you love, would you toil 14 years for her?
Yes,
to have her?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much for calling. So you know what's funny? Like godless people using the Bible as example. Like, honey, you're dancing around. You're not half as good. So the least you can do is tell me what you believe. You're always saying, Jacob, would you toil? Toil. You're not sleeping with her because the boy meets the girl and wants to have sex like after the second date. Like your boyfriends are not even with you for the long haul before sex. But Jacob's going to be your example. Honey, stop playing.
Hey, Joyce, how you doing?
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
I was just laughing. I've just been laughing. Please leave Feta alone.
And for those people that keep bringing God into it, I am not surprised. Nigerians and Christianity, they are holier than Israel that started the religion as at that.
Man.
There is nothing about, they don't bring God into something like this. When it even comes to marriage, you don't have to even bring God in the first place, not to even talk of a simple situation of somebody asking somebody out. For crying out loud, this is the 21st century. You like somebody, ask the person out. There is no big deal about it. If the person takes advantage of you just because you ask them out, I believe that's what Feta is not saying. Oh, maybe the person will take advantage of you when you ask them out. If they take advantage of you, it's their fault for being challenged or not being matured enough to see somebody that likes them. Which is, it's just funny. This part of the world, we have a law called common law. In which, when you get into a long-term relationship, maybe you move in together, but you're not married, and it ensures that both sides are protected. Most, I would say, on the Nigerian side, people get into, when they get into a situation like this, they're afraid, the females are mostly afraid that, okay, the men will take advantage. Which, to me, I don't really see. Once you notice somebody is taking advantage of you, it's either you talk to the person about it and expect change, and if the person doesn't change, you walk.
Someone said that the woman waiting to be approached is bestows glory on her. Like, it doesn't make sense to me, but maybe you can simplify it to me like I'm a 4-year-old.
Absolutely ridiculous. I'm like, which glory? Okay, let them. Yeah, shouting glory. Let them tell us the part of the Bible that it says that. There is no part of the Bible that it says that.
Yeah, but
they just keep making rules that.
Yeah, but what's also interesting about the Bible is that even the same Bible tells you can't put old wine into new skin or new skin into new wine, something like that. But I think that there were interpretations of that time, and then there is what the world has become. Women were objectified. Women were not counted in those days. We're now in a time in history where women are counted. Women are becoming presidents and ministers and providers and breadwinners. So it seems as though whatever social patterns existed then have changed now. So the question was, but the question, if we consider all of that, is what glory is anyone referring to?
Absolutely, Joyce, that's glory that they're talking about. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay.
Nigeria is a kind of country where men, okay, for example, my wife earns more, if she earns more than me, and I decide to stay at home to take care of the kids while she works, a typical Nigerian man would rather die than be in that category. They will expect the woman to quit her job just to claim that listening to what they say, I'm like, this is the 21st century, for crying out loud. Why are we this backward when it comes to our thought process? There is absolutely nothing in it. If it means asking out, if it means proposing marriage, if both of you are comfortable and you're sure that you like the person, what's the worst that happened?
All right.
The person will say no. You both go your separate ways.
Okay.
Thanks, Joyce.
Thank you very
Keep
much
up the good
for calling. I do appreciate. I have a message here. Chika from Scotland says, it's difficult to get through to the studio, at least for me. As per your question, I tried it with a guy I really liked, and believe he liked me too. But after opening myself and asking him out, he logged off. Good. Chika from Scotland, stay there. I want to ask you a question, and I want you to please respond. Chika, which is better? That he logged off and you know your size, like the Igbos will say, you use your tongue to count your teeth of a sort. So you pretty much know what's your way. You know what's your way, right? Because now he's logged off, meaning that he doesn't want you. Because believe me, if he was really into you, that was his open door. Like, that's the miracle of his life. If you're crushing on someone and then they like you too, it's like, oh, wow, what a moment, I would think. Isn't that better than you were just hanging around him thinking he liked you too, only for him to eventually log off? Because again, many things come into this logging off. So Chika, please think about it and then let me know what you would rather do. He left in the morning than he left you in the evening. Which is better? And tell me whether you regret this move as well. The Sunnyside Nigeria Info. Welcome. Are you there? Oh, you need a moment? Make it back. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Good afternoon to you.
Hey, Joyce, wonderful.
Look at you, call her just for. Joyce.
Hello.
It's happening, though. The number is very low.
What?
Hello, Joyce.
I'm listening to you.
I mean, we have some ladies who had that boldness to say, look, come, guys, let's. They do it, but the number is very low. And you know, this set of ladies, this Cherewere set, men will still go to them. What? Right? So in Nigeria here, they see it as, is it abomination or what? To say a woman, how can you say this woman chase you and get married to the person? No, no.
So how like many of these marriages where the man asks the woman out, are they happy? Because I think y'all just can't be, you can't assume that there's a glory, the glory that leaves the woman in guaranteed misery. Because how many of your marriages are working out? Because maybe the benefit of waiting for a man to ask a woman out is that it's perfection in itself, right?
I don't know how this thing come, but maybe during our forefathers, the women didn't do that.
It doesn't matter how it came. The responsibility is to think about it. If it's good, you keep it. If it's not, you change it. So I'm asking you.
No, I know one or two who do that, and things are okay with them.
So like when you say you know one or two, the woman asks the man out?
The number is very low, and they don't.
It doesn't matter about the. No, pardon me. I don't care for the numbers. I care for the mentality of it, the psychology of it, and what.
That's where the problem lies. That mentality.
Is there glory there for women that they be objects?
No, woman shouldn't.
Hold on a second. Is there a glory that a woman is guaranteed to, I don't know, get when the man comes to her? Is there something there for her?
No, I don't think it's a glory or whatever that man is saying. But for me, I think in this part of the world, we still have a long way to go. Like I said, the Cherewere ones who take that in as men still go to them now. Okay, what you understand what I mean?
I don't know. God knows I don't even get what you're saying. But I think you've done a good job contributing to the conversation. Like, you're in for you on the sunny side. God.
Hi, Joyce.
Uh-huh. Welcome. Tell me your name.
This is Remy.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, it's Feta Gen Z.
Yo, at this point, man, may the force be with her.
The original thing is this. One would thought that generation probably should do it with the social construct.
No, so I don't think it's a Gen Z situation. I think it's...
Having more exposure compared to... generations.
No, don't bother about. You see that? Okay. You see, that's the thing. That's, don't even worry about her. You just tell me what you think. Like, leave her alone. Like, everyone makes a decision for their lives and the benefits, right? Good.
Just like you rightly told her, the more you expect probably a man to pick you, then in a way you can be commodified.
Okay.
The moment you probably believe a man should be the one to make a choice, to as a pick, make yourself his own choice. But as in, instead of the other way around, then you are subjected to however he chooses to see you.
Okay.
So, even those who are using the Jewish culture, or because it's written in the Bible, to prove a point, doesn't gel, or because it is written in the Bible, it is the Jewish culture.
All right.
Which is even a kick.
Wow.
See, you get it. It's a kick. Why can't you tell me the Bible says, were you told in the Bible that you, Nigerian, should do that?
Okay.
So why are you trying to ascribe everything in Europe because it's written in the Bible?
Well, welcome to the world. You share a world with people who believe.
It sounds so weird at times. Any little thing, check the Bible. Someone was telling you to go and read the Ecclesiastes. Can he take everything written in Ecclesiastes? Can he?
Well, maybe he has taken the ones that fits him, and maybe that's all his capacity. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the show. Good afternoon. Yes. The volume of your, what, that thing. Turn it off.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's off.
Mm-hmm. Where's Chika on WhatsApp? Go ahead. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yes, there you are. This is blanking. I don't think it
is. No. I'm sorry. Let's hear other people, please. Just to be fair, please.
No, just 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it is backward for someone to have Israel woman in their mind. I don't think it is backward.
Do you have your own mind?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? You're on the sunny side.
Hello, John.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much.
What's your name?
This is Sonny from Code.
Guy, don't, are you a guy or a girl? Don't whisper, girl.
I'm a guy.
Yeah, guy, speak up. Let me hear what you're about to say in case it's, in case it's erroneous.
No, I would say that I'm benefit of a father of three good children with my wife coming to me in approach.
Oh, your wife approached you, right?
This, yeah.
So, did she become small in your eyes? Like, what happened when she came to you? Did she suddenly become trivial? Did you trivialize her? Did you neglect? I mean, like, did you abuse it? Did you think her less of a? Do you? What's happened? Because now you sound like you're a piece of miracle speaking.
Do you know the funny thing is that she was not even the only one that was even there. Not me knowing that there are some ladies eyeing me over there. But today, I'm enjoying it. Though she's no more, she's late, but seeing my children gives me a lot of joy that, thank God, she comes the way she did at first.
Oh, wow. So she came to you, she said, I like you, right? What did she say?
Then, I think that was about 2004, but she just told me, you make this your bride. That's what the first thing she told me. I was like, huh?
Huh?
You said what?
She told you what? What, pardon me, what did she say?
You make your bride.
Oh, you make was, why are you shy? God, you're so shy.
I was like,
okay.
Can you just repeat what you said? She said it again. I was like, whoa.
Well, bless her soul. May her soul rest in peace. Well, thank you for calling. You're the miracle that exists, and I'm left with these other humans who, God will help me and them on this radio station, the Sunny Side.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi. Oh, hallelujah! Good God. Okay, you're here.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
My name is Mercy. Well, I can understand Feta. However, I think there's an exception to whatever. Okay, I think the reason why people are bringing the Bible.
Stop. Trauma. Look, tell me what you think, honey. Just tell me what you believe. Forget
okay,
every other person.
For me, if I see somebody that tickles my fancy, and for you to tickle my fancy, you must have ticked the boxes that I have written down, and maybe you checked the buses. And for me to take a step towards you, it means maybe I must have noticed that you're a shy person and you liked me as well. But
well, you're ignorant, because half the suckers are ignorant.
Yeah. You could, some people could be shy even if they are not really ignorant. They don't know
No, I get it. Some are shy, some are ignorant. Like, you know, haven't you met those people who the thing is like their nose and they can't quite figure it out?
Yeah. So if I notice that you're a shy person, I can tell you, oh, can we go out on a date? Let me take you out. And this me not telling you, maybe I'll just take you out normally as a friend so that you could feel relaxed. Because I want you to be sure that you feel the same way for me like I feel for you, as much as it ticks the right boxes for me.
So all this fancy grammar, you're not going to say, look, I like you. That's what you're saying.
Well, of course, I must have told you a countless times that I like you.
Oh, okay, so you're going to say it then.
But I'm not going to use the love word. Maybe I love the person, but I'm not going to use the love word. I'm just going to say, I like you, because I don't see telling somebody, whether a guy or a girl, that you like the person as a big deal.
Okay, hold on. So are you saying you're comfortable to tell someone that you like? I like you, and I think we should just...
Yeah, I like you. I like your person. Okay. I am tickle my fancy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm biggie.
Yeah.
But then, I've also met someone that is really timid.
I don't care. No, don't worry about that.
Inexperienced. No, the person said something to me as well that could make some girls to be in their shells and not come out. The guy said... that me, I'm kind of open, like I'm too outspoken, and he's scared that I could approach another guy just the way I approached him.
He should go back to school. That's not your problem.
I said that being timid, and that was the end of our friendship, because I thought he ticked the buttons, because he was not as smart as I thought.
Oh, wait, go back two sentences. Wait, so what, you caught up, is this the same guy?
No, some other person. No, I said the first person I told, like, hey, I like you. I tickle your fancy. You tickle my fancy, rather.
That one will work.
Yeah. And the guy was like, wow, I'm too bold. That a girl is supposed to be reserved
and timid and quiet and
Oh well, I don't know. I shouldn't be timid. I can't be timid in law court.
Your father would be upset if you were. So wait now. So how did the friendship go?
Well, for that friend, it was cool. And
which one did you say said he was afraid that you would go ask another guy out?
That was the first person I spoke to.
So do you regret cutting him off?
Of course not.
Thank you very much for calling, honey. You're wasting radio time. Thank you. That was brilliant. Thank you very much. Sons of Men. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, sons of men indeed, because this is a very human thing. Hello, welcome. No extraordinary people on radio. Hello, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
Let me remain anonymous.
Why? Did she ask you out and you agreed?
Yes.
Say it boldly. Remain anonymous. All these men are...
let me remain anonymous. My wife is excited.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Yes. She actually told somebody
that
she liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take up the case.
As someone who's not sleeping, right?
Hmm?
As someone who was not sleeping.
I didn't understand.
You said you took up the case because you're not a man who sleeps.
No, I took it up. Immediately she said,
I heard it
from somebody that she liked me.
Yeah.
I take it up and I married her.
You're not sleeping, I'm onion. So now, are you happily married?
Yes, I did.
High five. Nice meeting you, man.
I wish you were
not anonymous, but I can take it. I'll take it like that. Thank you very much for calling. Nice. Remaining me and these other Lagos men, man. Just the arrogance of it. Who says you bestow a glory on a woman. You're not sure you're ready for that conversation. What? You're not Christ enough. You're not godly enough to bestow glory on a rat. Come on now. What do you mean you bestow glory on a woman? If I ask her out, so basically you're saying if you ask her out, you glorify her. That's a very hubristic thing to say. It's a very arrogant thing to say. If I ask her out, then because I'm the one making the approach, then I glorify her. Telephone lines. Lagos, what's up? Hi.
Hi, Josh. Can you hear me?
I can. What's your name?
This is Alex.
Alex, I'm waiting for you.
Well, for me, it depends on each other. It depends on our tradition and culture. But for me, you have to be open. I don't see any big deal for ladies who ask a guy out. Or even a guy.
This conversation is going to go one way. It's going to go culture or it's going to go your persuasion. So which is it?
Yeah, okay. I want you to say it this way. I'm trying to bring this. You place, I'm trying to take it this way. Place two guys in a circle. One is black and the other one is Caucasian. And place a lady in between. What do you think she will think? She would rather want to ask that white guy out. Why? Because she knows and she understands the white guy is brought up in another traditional culture that allows their sex
expression.
To be open, to be expressive. You understand? And what she sees the other guy, which is of the black race, that she also was brought up through the same culture and tradition. So she would rather look at him that it is not a right thing for a lady to ask.
So then let me ask you, does it mean that the white people, the women who ask the white men out don't have glory, and then the black men, women who ask the black men out have glory? Like, what's that? That glory thing is wild.
I don't look at that. You just honor. For a lady to ask a guy...
Honor!
I mean dignity.
For whom?
Herself.
Hey! Wait, if a lady who's not, like, let's say by your social measure, it's not a riffraff, not a dustbin type girl, right? Dignified woman meets you and says, look, I like you. So if I ask you out now, then I've lost my dignity.
No, you're not losing your dignity.
Nah, what did you say two sentences ago?
She's dignifying herself as somebody who is confident.
So wait, if I ask you out, I lose my dignity. Is that what you're saying?
You're not losing anything, no.
Well, but you said the woman is dignified. What'd you say?
She's dignifying herself as a bold woman to talk to a guy.
So if I speak to you, then I'm expressing dignity. But what are you saying? That's it. No, I don't. I don't. Because you said something about dignity. And so I think, therefore, that it is fair to assume that the black men think that there is something about them that completes the woman. There's a supposition that exists, and it maybe it's actually nuanced, but the black man thinks, I'm her destiny, or maybe I'm her something, and so I must be the one. I hear that's the public narrative of the man is the hunter, the woman is the bushmeat. Nah, you'll just be on some wild, ignorant stuff. The black men are assuming that if, you know what? It's also because of the quality of the women that your society has raised. Because if you really had like really informed, educated, clean, classy women, if a classy, average French woman who had her stuff together, you know, or Italian woman or something, met you and was like, oh, I like you. It is you that would start telling everybody that someone loves you. You're going to be the one propagating it because you have assigned value to that thing. So by social interpretation, there is less value in the black woman by the culture or by the men who think that they ascribe. You're not. Look, measure yourself by the things that you claim. You're not even good enough by the things that you claim. How much more if I were to scale you against the truth? The things that you claim that you are, you pale in comparison. You don't even live up to your own ideals. But you suppose that you can confer honor to something as humongous that only God can give. You suppose that you put it on a woman. Telephone lines. We're going to go into this. This is wild. Hello. Nigerian women. Where's Chika? Can I get Chika's message? Chika responded. Hello. Can I get Chika's message? Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon, Jason.
Welcome.
Okay, my name is Michael. I'm calling from Lekki.
Mm-hmm.
Although I didn't say anything bad about that because I have had an experience. So there's this girl in my compound. So she was like, although she didn't meet me directly, she told her brother that that's your friend. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
So the brother and
Guy,
told me that.
Guy, I have to be, pardon me, I'm so sorry to interrupt your thoughts. Sincerely, I'm particularly sorry because I have to be off on a break. We have his story next on the lineup. The conversation will continue next week. Sincerely, please accept my apologies. Next week, please call me, all right?
No problem.
Thank you. Lagos, Nigeria, my name's Joyce. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. This is The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce.